Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Just Kidding, But Seriously. Please join Cam and Eli as they go over all the funny things that come about the worlds. They make up nonsense and craziness above their minds. This is JKBS. Stay with us every week. We give you funny news so you can funny laugh your way home or to works. Remember, we're just kidding, but seriously. So, I was watching the first episode of It's Always Sunny with in Philadelphia on my lunch break today. Mm-hmm. And it was the first episode of season 13 with the sex doll. At first, I was a little thrown off. Like, I didn't really think it was funny, the whole, like, Mac getting like super ripped and him mm-hmm. trying to like use that as a funny thing or like a bit. But the episode like really came together and it became really funny, using the sex doll more than anything. So I thought it was hilarious.
I'm pretty sure I've seen that one. I can't remember. Like, I know I've seen the episodes where Mac is like really ripped. So obviously I've seen that. I just can't remember exactly what happened.
You can't remember the, so basically Mac orders the sex doll and he's trying to incorporate him not having a shirt on into like bringing like Patty's back, making Patty's great again or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Dennis wasn't in the episode the entire thing until the end. So like he basically ordered a doll that looks just like him with his mouth open and then all of a sudden he appears at the end. And I don't know, it's just classic because they're like acting like the doll's talking to them and saying things that like there was one part where Charlie's like, oh yeah, that was pretty funny, and I was like, what? Oh, the doll was saying something to me, something that Dennis would say, and he's like, what would he say? Oh, he just called D a bird, but it's just the way he said it.
Yeah, that episode funny. From what I can remember was classic, but the whole season was great. I don't know. Is that the first time you've started that season?
Yeah, I don't know why I've been putting it off, but just came around to it.
Yeah, it was a bummer that Dennis was absent for a little bit of it, because in my opinion, Dennis almost makes the show. Like,
I think so too, and I think that's why they made that first episode kind of like that, because he's such an important piece. Like, if they didn't have him, it wouldn't work.
Yeah, he like Charlie's so outrageous and everyone's outrageous, but Dennis is like the main squeeze.
he's my favorite character personally. I just love like when he screams and just it's just a perfect character. I even like his other show where he's like a substitute teacher or whatever. It's pretty funny.
I still haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's a good show. It's funny. Good writing.
Gnarly.
I forget what it's called though. AP Bio. Yeah.
Something like that. Sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's a good one. Oh, that's what it is. Okay. That's exact.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, how was your Christmas, man?
It was pretty tame. The most excitement we had was we went to go pick up Chinese food at this place that Jen loves because of their egg fried rice. Ooh. And we got there like maybe 45 minutes after they opened and it was a fucking shit fest. Like, I waited in line for 30 minutes just to place the order. And then I waited about another hour to actually get our food. And wow. I'm talking like there were times where it was shoulder to shoulder in there. Like, it was so crowded and
that's
messy.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was kind of shitty, but I was trying to tell myself, like, if this is my biggest concern right now, then I'm okay. You know,
was the food good enough to, like, I don't know.
I mean, don't get me wrong. For it. It's good, but I would have totally been okay with the Chinese food that is like a third of the distance and probably a fourth of the time. But Jen particularly likes their egg fried rice, and it was Christmas. So I was like, all right, we're going to get you what you want. And whatever.
Come on, babe. We're going to get you some egg fried rice, which, by the way, if it's a good egg fried rice, that's like money. There's nothing better than like mixed rice with like eggs and vegetables and stuff. And if it's seasoned right, it's heaven.
Yeah, it was quality stuff. It's funny because like I like the egg fried rice, but I'm also totally cool with just the plain steamed rice. So like I'm basic bitch when it comes to a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you are a basic bitch.
Got that right. But yeah,
basic bitch with a white tee and a gold chain, bitch.
But yeah, other than that, just exchanged gifts that morning.
What'd you get?
She got me a bunch of stuff for my guitar and amp setup that I just got recently. She got me a tuner / metronome.
Nice.
A little thing to plug into the guitar that you can then plug headphones into, like, so you're not bothering anybody.
Yeah, so if you suck ass, you can just suck ass in your own ears.
Yeah, I can tell her, like, oh my god, I am fucking ripping it. And then it just sounds like a bunch of garbage, like, in my headphones. But yeah, she got me some
guitar. But in your head, you're like...
But
I don't know if that's even much better.
It's not. I don't think so. No.
It is in my head, though. It is.
I wouldn't be proud to play that for anybody.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
But yeah, other than that, just got some pre-workout, the Amino Energy. What else did I get? I got a couple things that we have to return, find some other options, but... We both felt like we failed this year, even though I know that's such like a non-problem. Like, oh my god, like I got you 7 Christmas gifts that we didn't even need, and now we got to return half of them. You know,
yeah,
boo hoo, right?
Well, that's good though. At least you guys had a good Christmas. I mean, most important thing is that you guys were together, right? Am I right, everybody?
Exactly. What about you all?
No, we had a good Christmas. We spent it at my in-laws. Crew was kind of sick still, getting over some stuff. He had his cough is gone now, but it was good. And, you know, we got him some good toys that we can probably rewrap and give him next year. Because he couldn't open anything. He's pretty much just like a blob that smiles and laughs and doesn't really know the excitement of presents yet. But...
Mm-hmm.
We did get him some good toys. I got some good gifts. I can't complain. I finally got my Italian gold chain. So I'm in the Italian family over there.
Oh, dear.
I started not wearing a shirt more often than not. And I've been eating a lot of Italian food. It's for the gains and it's for the authenticity of being Italian now. I mean, I kind of just have to take it in and... Start doing things, you know, maybe getting a little accent, maybe eating more spaghetti, maybe doing more capicoli. I might have to kill a few people and not tell you about it, okay?
Have you been walking around work just telling everyone like, eh, forget about it. Forget about it.
I will. I even thought about a funny scenario instead of like, because I go to the gym early in the morning during the week before work. It'd be so funny if I still did that, but didn't go work out. I just went and ate like at an Italian restaurant, just got fat, but also lifted a little bit, you know, cause I got to keep bulking up. I'll get the Italian bulk just every day for lunch, Italian subs.
You lift, but you don't lift like actual like weights. You're just like moving like washer dryer sets for like, you know, pushing them in a back alley or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I take my shirt off. I have a wife beater. I have to buy wife beaters now. And then maybe I'll just tuck it in my back pocket or like have a button up shirt, unbutton it. Just start helping people at the laundromat, you know, start picking people and putting them on my payroll. It's just what I'm going to have to do.
Just go to Lowe's or Home Depot and start lifting like tons of lumber and stuff.
Dude, I'll tell you what, those people, because being consistent with something obviously shows the benefits of it with our like bodies. So like mailmen probably have like big ass calves because they walk so much, and then people that work with their hands have strong forearms and strong grip. So I'd have to think of something that would be like good for an Italian to do. I don't know what that would be. Maybe just fucking sitting at a table and letting that gut come out. You know what I mean? Have you ever seen Sopranos?
I saw like probably the first season or two, and then I saw bits and pieces kind of in between after that.
Oh my God. You better restart it and go back into it. It's a phenomenal show. It's phenomenal, Tony.
Have you seen the entire series?
Yeah. Do I look like a fucking idiot?
I wouldn't have pegged you as a Sopranos fan.
Well, I am now. I really did. We watched it last year. I couldn't stop watching it on HBO. And then we moved on to the Irish Sopranos. What the hell is his name? Ray Donovan.
Ray Donovan. That name sounds familiar.
It's a pretty good show. It's on Showtime. It's on Showtime. A little Spanish there.
I was gonna
Anyways.
Say.
Yeah, that wasn't very Italian.
Gotta keep your accent in check. They might not let that fly down at the pizzeria.
Either way, good Christmas. Excited for the new year, you know. We're recording this, and it will be released hopefully right before the first for 2020. But great Christmas. Can't complain. It's pretty much it on my end when it comes to that.
Hells yeah. Dude, let me ask you something. I was ordering something over the phone recently, some food. Mm-hmm. I forget what exactly I was ordering, but do you ever feel like when you order in person, everything goes smoothly, and then when you order over the phone, you could be saying the most simplest thing and they're just like not getting it to save their life for some reason?
Yeah, it's definitely happened, especially like in the drive-thru too. Don't get me started with that at fucking Starbucks. I try to say it before you go into this story. Like literally I do this all the time, and I think I've shat on the Starbucks next to my house because they suck. But we do mobile orders all the time because it's more convenient. And if it's not a long line in the drive-through, I'll pull up and they'll say, "Hey, what can I get you?" And then I'll say, "Hi, I'm just picking up a mobile order for Lauren," because it's the account's under her name. And then they go, "Oh, a mobile order for who?" And then I just like close my eyes and just take a deep breath, because it's like I literally just said for Lauren. I hate that's going back to that episode when we talked about repeating ourselves about stupid shit. That is the one that just really fucking grinds my gears, having to repeat that. But I get my coffee and then I'm happy. So whatever. Where's my inconvenience gift card, dickweed?
Yeah, one of these days I think you'll get one.
I hope so. We go there enough. Good God. Should start a fucking payroll there. I know you get points and shit, but God, man, fuck you, Starbucks.
It'd be so funny. You just walk in there without ordering anything, but you go to the mobile pickup area and you just grab someone else's drink and you're just like, "Hey, just put it on my tab, Frank." And then you just start, walking out and they have to fucking tackle you. They're like, "That's not your fucking drink. And you don't have a damn tab here. And my name's not Frank."
What if you walked up into the little mobile order pickup thing and it wasn't yours. You just picked up your drink and you go, "Hey, thanks for the order." And then you fucking throw it against the window and it just spills everywhere. It splashes against the window. You're like, "Put it on my tab, you fucking dick. Here's your inconvenience. Go ahead and put that on my gift card tab."
Dude, I'm going to take a little
detour. Imagine sitting there though. Could you imagine sitting in that store and someone doing that? I don't know if I'd be terrified, if it would be funny, or
I'd be so uncomfortable. But all right, I'm going to take a quick detour from this whole difficulty ordering thing, because you just made me realize the other day.
I totally went off tracks.
No, you're good. And it's funny because this happened like shortly before I placed an order over the phone, but we took Mindy to the dog park. And it was pretty cold out. So I got a hot chocolate And on my way back to Jen with the hot chocolate, there was a guy sitting at a table with his laptop. And I just thought, I got up to Jen and I'm like, how funny would it be if I just dumped my entire hot chocolate over his laptop and then said like April Fool's loser. And it's, you know, even if it was April 1st, that would be so offensive. But the fact that you do it to a total stranger and then say April Fool's in December would be fucking amazing.
That would be pretty great. Because there's a couple things that might go down in his mind besides it's fucking December. But he'll think like, that would drive me insane. And that person just walks out. You don't even get to converse with them because you're just in so much shock that someone would do that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. That's actually a pretty good prank. It seems to be a pretty big thing nowadays with like YouTubers on how they do these pranks and stuff. You see all those videos. They usually do them around like college campuses and stuff. They'll do a bunch of pranks and then like they'll always like if it goes too far, then they'll always like point out the camera that's on them and then everything's always good. They're like, "Ha, I almost killed you."
Some woman like starts having a miscarriage and they're like, "Ma'am, camera's right over there." Just joking.
Camera's right over there. See it? Oh, you got me. Okay.
That reminds me of Family Guy where he's like, sir, you've been kicked in the nuts.
sir. Don't get me started on that bit.
Yeah, we can go on for 40 minutes.
Sir.
Okay, so.
All right, so back on your ordering over the phone. So go ahead into this story.
I mean, it's not a lengthy story. I called up this place called T22. It's like a Nashville hot chicken place.
Ooh.
It is delicious.
Sounds delicious.
We both get like there's jumbo chicken tenders, but like at a certain level of spiciness because they have different levels.
Okay.
So when you order chicken tenders there, an order of chicken tenders comes with two sauces. And I place an order, I say two orders of the chicken tenders, both of them at the same level. And then I want this sauce and that sauce. And then I don't remember exactly how the exchange went, but they read the sauces back to me. And I was like, no, I want this and this. And they, then they like said like, so one of this and one of this. And I was like, well, each thing comes with two sauces, right? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, so I just need two of this and two of that. And they're like, oh, okay, I got you. And I was just thinking, I'm like, I feel like I have the worst luck in the world and I could literally call, I feel like I could call Little Caesars and be like, can I just have a plain cheese pizza? And they'd be like, okay, I'm sorry, what?
Like, Wait, you're gonna have to break this down for me.
Sir, I just need a plain cheese pizza.
Sir.
I just need a plain cheese pizza and that is all. And then they're just like, okay, so you, wait, say it again? And I'm just like, oh my
sir.
God.
That feels like the best way to go about any kind of person yelling at you in customer service. Sir. Even if they were like a woman. Sir, let's calm down, okay? Sir. Yeah, I mean, I can't think of any in particular of orders that, I mean, it's been plenty on the phone that just any time on the phone being misunderstood. It's people can be just a bunch of freaking morons. I mean, probably why they're working at a fucking hot chicken place. No offense to them.
Yeah, I just feel like I have the worst luck in the world and I could literally call a store that only sells one thing and then I say, I want that one thing and they're like, what are you talking about?
it's like you go to Chick-fil-A and you're like, yeah, can I get your chicken sandwich? Like the one? I mean, I feel like you could just say that and they know which one you're talking about. It's the fucking fried chicken sandwich with the pickles. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you could be that blunt, or you can just be like chicken sandwich and you don't even tell them if it was the grilled one or whatever. You can just, you would expect to just get that one.
With my luck, I would order that. And then I would check my bag. Like, after, like, you ever go through the drive thru and you're like, I know they fucked this up. So you kind of like park
it again. Yes.
Like,
yes.
I could go to Chick-fil-A and order that number one and then pull into a spot and pull out my sandwich and there's fucking red meat on there. And I'm like, you don't even sell red meat. Like, how the fuck did this,
where the fuck did this come from? That would be so alarming. Oh, we just started selling it. Could you imagine?
That must have been Terry's hamburger. He got it from Whataburger on his lunch break. Hey, Terry, this guy's got your hamburger.
Could you imagine that fuck up and the newsline headlines for that, for Chick-fil-A? Good God. Employee buys fucking quarter pounder from McDonald's, accidentally puts it into a customer's fucking chicken bag.
Can you imagine if they include
90-year-old lady outraged?
They include the F word both times in the headline.
We're still putting Timmy through college, though. Don't worry. Even if he is fired.
Do they have a tuition reimbursement program at Chick-fil-A?
Dude, I'm pretty sure they have a Jesus Saves program. No, I'm pretty sure that they have a tuition program. Last time I checked, unless something changed. But I know that it's a pretty good company to work for. And you get Sundays off. What's up? I wonder if you have to be like a Christian and you have to like, when you, before getting hired, you have to like tell them what church you go to and you have to have like documentation. Now, are you really a Christian?
They interview your priest and like seeing how far back you go. Like you need to have been going to confession regularly for like at least 6 months before they'll hire you.
Now, how long has Timmy been a Catholic? Well, I think he just joined last week. Real nice young man. Real nice.
If you know what I mean.
He's really nice. He's a good boy. He's a good boy. He's good.
If you know what I mean.
Is he good for you? Oh, man. You guys sell chicken, right? Oh, my God. All right. Let's move on from this conversation. Good God.
I don't know why that's funny, but it is.
It is. He is. He's really good. He is good.
It'd be funny if the priest is like, look, I gotta be honest with you. I haven't been seeing him for 6 months. I haven't been seeing him for six months. Barely known him a week. But you gotta hire this kid, trust me. The things he can do.
Dude, you know what I just pictured? I just pictured a priest wearing like, what are those things called that they wear with the shirt with the white collar? The black shirt with the white collar, the collar, whatever.
I mean, that's just a priest uniform. Is there a name for it?
Okay, whatever. He's wearing that and he's got like high rise fucking acid wash jeans on and it's tucked into that. And he's saying what you just said, he's got his hands in his back pockets and he's kind of like tilting back and forth. He's like, yeah, to be honest with you, I've only known this guy for about a week, but I tell you what, you got to hire him because he does some good things. But I don't know why he's wearing jeans, but it just makes sense. Oh my God. Oof, hopefully we don't have any priests that listen to this show. Oh, man, because they either love it or they're gone now. Tell your friends. Tell your priests.
They're either furious or they're like, I know exactly what they're talking about.
Yes, they do. Yes, he is good. He does some good things. I would hire him. As a matter of fact, he's on my payroll, if you know what I mean.
isn't that the best when you see like something in a movie or a show where they keep saying, like, they say something and they're like, if you know what I mean, and then they find another way to say it and they're like, if you catch my drift, and they're just making no sense whatsoever.
Yeah. It's like the worst ever. That's the whole point. That's why it's funny. Because you just keep going. You just keep going after it. Did I just say Jesus?
Yeah, like he can really shine that lasagna, if you know what I mean. You know, like, what the fuck are you talking about?
We don't sell lasagna here. Exactly.
Once you hire this kid, you will be. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you guys got macaroni and cheese. Wait till you get the lasagna. Timmy will have you fucking slurping it up. Oh god. Oh man. Oh, this is the best.
Oh my god.
I love it. Anywho's. Have you tried their mac and cheese? It's really good.
I haven't. I think before we move on, I think the key to an endless supply of humor is getting like really close to the mic
and just talking like an Italian, really slow, and not laughing. Just keep going with it. No matter what it is that you're saying, it's going to be funny.
Exactly. That's why I like doing it, Tommy. That's why they call me Tony the Rat. I like to get in there deep. Like a rat. Oh, my God. Oh, man. Anyways.
All right, moving along here.
That's great. Christmas meals. What did you guys eat? You had the Chinese food, right?
Well, the Chinese food was for lunch.
Was that lunch? Yeah, that was lunch. So what'd you end up doing for the old dinner?
I think it was on Christmas Eve. I made this pasta dish. More, I think I did it for Thanksgiving, the baked ziti.
Okay,
we just made that again for Christmas Eve. And we always make enough to last us for like, you know, probably 3 or 4 meals each almost.
So. I thought you were going to say like 3 or 4 months. I'm like, good God, what are you guys hibernating for the winter?
The whole fridge is just shelf is stocked with baked ziti.
Just looks like Tupperware full of fucking ladyfingers. Oh my God. But yeah, you can't hate pasta, man. I mean, that's always a winner. Did you do like a bolognese meat sauce or whatever?
Yeah, it's a meat sauce that has ground beef and spicy Italian sausage.
Oh God, I love spicy Italian sausage. Oh, I forget what kind of dish it's called, but most Italian restaurants serve it. I forget what it's called, but you'll get like, what kind of pasta do they use? Oh, when you need your wife, it's Italian that knows everything Italian. So basically it's like, I think it's like not the flat noodles. They're like holy, but they have like sharp ends.
I've never
kind of like the. I'm explaining it extremely terrible. Anyways, don't forget about the pasta part. So basically, it's a mix of pasta, meat sauce, and you got the spicy sausage with some green peas. You got some other things in there, but the bulk of the ingredients is the peas, spicy sausage sauce, pasta, of course, maybe some spinach. It's a delightful combination of ooey gooey amazingness.
Sounds good, other than the peas, but yeah.
No, dude, you gotta have the peas. Maybe it's for the coloring. It just makes it pretty, but and the texture with the peas. But
So what you're saying,
you can't taste them.
So what you're saying is a blind person doesn't need peas in this meal if they're going to eat it.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do, because of the texture. You know when you're eating a pea. I love peas. I like peas and rice with cilantro. Not cilantro. Scallions. The old green onions. The old onion family.
Sounds pretty gnarly.
Your meal sounded good. Mine was... It was Italian as well. We do it every year. So chicken cutlets. Mm-hmm. And we also added in veal cutlets. Which for those who don't eat meat, that is a baby lamb or a baby cow, a calf. I believe it's a calf, not a lamb. I'm an idiot.
I think you're right.
Yeah, it's calf. And then we do stuffed raviolis with a meat sauce, homemade meat sauce. So it's got like the meatballs in it, boiled eggs, pork. It's a whole bunch of shit in there. Italian bread, cheeses, meats, salad. Unreal. Hey. Quiet down out there, okay? Hey, you tell your friend, step off. Unless he was excited about the food I just explained, which I understand.
Yeah, I think she was telling me she heard about the green peas and she was like, not on my watch.
No, that sounds like a terrible idea. Fair enough. I've had so much like home baked goods the last 2 weeks. I'm probably going to have some more tonight and tomorrow. Being New Year's, we're probably going to have like meats and cheeses and baked something, pies, who knows, with the family. My wife always bakes on Christmas, like around the Christmas time. So she makes homemade chocolate chip cookies from scratch. She makes these like spiced fig bars and then puts icing on them. I forget what they're called. There's some name for them, but those are delicious. And then she made homemade scratch chocolate chip brownie cookies. Holy mother of God. Those were delicious, especially like I love fresh cookies coming out of the oven. There's something about it that just makes me have so many boners with inside and outside. Seriously, a fresh cookie from scratch, chocolate chip, or the brownie one was amazing. And then she makes this fucking cinnamon bread. It's like poppy seed cinnamon dessert bread, like monkey bread. I don't know what is going on in there, but I ate it all and it was amazing.
Yeah, Jen made me a cake for my birthday recently that was phenomenal. And we just finished that up. There was enough dessert for like probably 4 or 5 nights, I think.
4 or 5 months. Good God.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was a chocolate cake with like cookies and cream frosting.
Oh,
and
then, God.
And then Oreo pieces on top of that. It was delicious.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You need to stop it. I have the softest spot for sweets, for like chocolate, for ice cream. We all know that. You know me. That's never going away. I freaking love ice cream. I'll work out 3 times a day so I can just eat ice cream if I had to. It's the best thing in the world. I don't care if I become lactose intolerant. There's nothing better than like real ice cream made with good ingredients. Not that trash skim milk bullshit. But you know, some people try to do it. But it ain't good enough.
Ain't good enough.
Anyways, so a lot of, you know, just going over Christmas again, a lot of holiday movies. I watched Jingle All the Way, of course. Dude, that movie is still funny. I don't care what anybody says. That was like, I don't know why it's so funny. It's corny as hell.
That but is.
It's just funny. Like when he's on the payphone and he's yelling at, remember the guy that's trying to get with his wife?
Oh yeah. That.
I forget his name.
Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman. He's sitting there talking and he's like in his house and he answers the phone and he's like baking cookies or like he takes them out of the oven. He's like, oh my God, these cookies are so good. and then Arnold Schwarzenegger is just like, put the cookie down. And he's like yelling public. It's just fucking, it's classic.
Yeah, that, like the way he played that character in that movie is almost the same way that you know Kingpin, right?
Oh yeah.
That commercial that Bill Murray does where he's talking about how he's like playing a father figure to all these kids who grew up without dads. And now he's being so creepy about it, even though he's like, you know, trying his best to sound sincere and polite, but you can tell he's just like a fucking creep. Like that's what it reminds me of.
Yeah, dude, I need to rewatch that movie. It's been a long time. That was a good movie from what I remember. Anything that I friggin' love. I think he's one of my favorite actors.
Harrelson or Bill Murray?
Yeah, Harrelson. Well, I bet both of them. But Harrelson just, I don't know what about it. we finally saw the Zombieland 2. Oh my God.
How was that?
You haven't seen it yet?
No, I never got to see it in theaters.
I thought you guys saw it. Okay. Yeah, we it lives up. It's honestly, it's just as good as the first one. A lot of funny parts. I was afraid that it was gonna be too different because you know you don't want to like when you make a second one of a movie, you especially 10 years apart, you think it's gonna be like worse because they're gonna try too hard or whatever or change it too much. But it was like, I mean, it was just like they made it the year before. Mm-hmm. They kept it authentic and did some funny things. And then, oh my God, they did a little bit with
don't what? Tell if it's anything.
Yeah. Okay. I won't.
Yeah. I don't want that.
Just, you guys need to watch it. Just rent it tonight or something. It's worth it.
Is it already out?
Yeah. You can rent it on, do you guys have Apple TV? Like do you have like an Apple or how do you stream your stuff?
Just Netflix and Hulu.
I know, but what device do you use?
Oh, duh. We have an Xbox One.
Okay. Does that have like, I haven't used the Xbox for like streaming. Does it have like a section for like new release movies and that kind of stuff?
I mean, maybe in the Microsoft store, but I don't know if you can rent from there.
Oh my God. You guys need to get an Apple TV. Those things are life-changing.
I told Jen, like, I kind of maybe want one of these for my birthday, but because we stream everything through the Xbox, I found zero way to justify her getting me an Apple TV.
It's just more convenient. It's smaller. I don't know. It's just better. It's like going from a fucking Nokia phone to an iPhone or an Android to an iPhone.
Oh my God.
It's just better, man. It's better. But anyways, other movies I watched, you know what? I freaking watched I haven't seen it in so long and four Christmases or whatever.
Oh yeah. We just watched that too.
It's not as funny as I remembered it being.
What?
It's okay. It's okay. I didn't think it was as funny as I remembered it. I was a little let down. I was like, man, I just wasted an hour and a half. I'm a little annoyed. And there's better movies.
I mean, there's obviously better movies, but that has so many good moments in it.
It does have some funny moments, but I don't know. I just, for some reason, I used to think it was a lot funnier, but I don't know. I don't know. Maybe just sometimes you just change. Okay, Eli? Sometimes you change.
I guess,
whatever.
But dude, speaking of, we watched Home Alone 2.
And my favorite.
I know you and I discussed this a little bit between both movies, how mm-hmm. Uncle Frank is just like the biggest piece of shit imaginable.
Yeah, he's worse than the two bad guys. I told you this. He is worse than Marvin and the hell's his name?
Harry.
Marvin Harry, yeah.
Yeah, like in the first, I think it was the first movie when they're on the plane and, you know, the mother, you know, they've realized that they left Kevin home alone. And then Frank is like, if it makes you feel any better, I forgot my reading glasses. And like,
is he the mom's brother or the dad's brother?
I
think he's the dad's brother.
Yeah. I don't know if you ever really find out, but I would believe that he's the dad's brother.
He's just the fucking worst, man. Like everything he does in that movie. And I know that's probably the point of it, but like, it would have been awesome for something to happen to him, something bad to happen to him. And I know Kevin gets at him when he's like, when like, I can't remember the comment he makes to Kevin in the second one. And then he goes, and then Kevin, before like going back upstairs, he's like, I wouldn't want to spoil your Christmas, Mr. Cheapskate. Cheapskate.
Cheapskate.
Yeah, Cheapskate. And which is a good burn for a fucking 8-year-old or a 10-year-old, whatever the hell he was. I wish he would have called him something else, but I don't know. I'm just glad that they went after him in the second one, at least.
Yeah, I mean,
because I think it was the part after his brother like fucked with him at the church singing thing, and yeah, he was like apologizing. He's like, Buzzin's sorry. Can't believe you guys would believe his lies.
Yeah, it was after that.
He's like, it was pretty darn funny.
What Kevin should have said was like, I hope you get colon cancer, Uncle Frank. That's what he should have told him.
That would have been pretty hardcore.
Just imagine.
I feel like that could have, do you think that would be not hard, too hardcore to actually fit in the movie? Like, to where, yeah, it wouldn't be too, yeah, I think so.
No, it wouldn't have fit, but that doesn't mean that I wouldn't personally love it.
Right? I mean, why not? I mean, he's torturing men. Why wouldn't that fit?
I guess you got a point.
Damn right. It's because people don't look at it that way. It's because it's more funny. But so you got a couple scenarios here in Home Alone 2. Go ahead and go into these and explain how you came up with this.
Well, the first one that I have, whatchamacallit, there's, I think it's when, you know, the Harry and Marv chase Kevin into the Plaza Hotel, and then Kevin runs out the back, and then they kind of have him in the back alley and they're walking.
Yeah.
You know, I always forget which one is which, but Daniel Stern starts telling Kevin essentially like, you know, that we just escaped from prison and blah, blah, blah. And we're not robbing houses anymore. We're robbing toy stores. And
yeah, he's like talking too much.
Yeah.
He's like going into their plans, and Harry's like, shut up. Or Marv's like, shut up.
Yes.
I always forget them.
Yeah. So Daniel Stern is telling Kevin, like, you know, we're going to rob a toy store. We're going to get a couple of phony passports.
Duncan's toy chest.
He's like, we're going to get a couple of phony passports, and then it's off to Rio. And when he's, when he said that, this, and I, you know, just saw it this time within the last week or so, I was like, can you imagine, like, first of all, who is their passport guy? Like, are they just going to start asking random people like, hey, where can I get phony passports? Or do they actually have a passport guy that they know? And let's say they manage to escape with the money, they manage to get passports, and then they actually manage to get to Rio. Can you imagine a movie that focuses on Marv and Harry in fucking Rio, like living it up, like with all this?
Yeah. Dude. What if that was the third one? And then somehow Kevin McAllister is a grown man. He brings his own family there for vacation, and Marv and Harry are old as shit. And but they didn't win anything. They're like poor as hell. And Kevin McAllister's rich as hell, and he's got a family. And he's, you know, who he is now. And like, he ends up torturing them in this one, and they're in fucking Rio. That would be, we should pitch it. We should do it.
You took it.
You
took it in a different direction than I thought. I was picturing like, they are in Rio. They're filthy rich. and Marv and Harry are just like fucking double teaming like hot chicks. they're snorting cocaine. They own a nightclub.
So they get a happy ending in this movie. It's like their origin story, not origin story, but their it's just like their after story, I guess.
Yeah, like it's just them doing tons of cool shit, and afterwards people are just like, so what was the plot of that movie? And you're just like, oh, there was no plot. That's just them having a good time.
It's just a fucking hour documentary of them just fucking partying. Netflix original.
Can you imagine they film a documentary, almost like Spinal Tap? They film a documentary as like, you know, Marvin, like they play their characters like nowadays at their old age, but like, you know, almost as if they went to Rio, they lived it up, and then somehow they wound up back in the US and then got caught, and now they're in some program where they're like trying to help like young prisoners like that, you know, to rehabilitate. And so there are times where, you know, like you'll hear, it'll just be, you know, Joe Pesci on camera, and then you'll hear someone like, so it's like, what was going through your mind when you broke into the McAllister's house? And you're like, you know, and you know that this little kid is home by himself, and like he's talking as if he's, you know, his character from Home Alone.
Oh my god, almost like an office, The Office style, how they do the one-on-one interviews.
Exactly, yeah. And it also just keeps jumping back to them in Rio double teaming chicks and doing drugs.
That's another good concept. We should throw some pitches to people that we know. I think it'd be good.
Yeah, man. I think this could be a hit.
We should sell it, make millions. And then, you know, we can do the podcasting for full time.
So my other note for Home Alone 2 was I was watching it and thinking about the bird lady, and like,
yeah,
she had to have been an afterthought, right? Like they were figuring out how they can end the movie in like a logical way and have it kind of tie things together. And then they were like,
well very similar to the first one with the old neighbor. It's exactly the same way they kind of tie him in and how he saves Kevin. Same thing with her and how he taught Kevin lessons and how she taught Kevin lessons and blah, 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 blah.
See, I guess,
right?
But like the creepy old man is something that probably more kids than not go through, but like, you can't tell me that they were starting, like the first day they met to discuss Home Alone 2, like in the writer's room, and someone was just like, what about a bird lady? Like no one.
You guys, bird lady, two words, bird lady. All right.
He's like,
get out.
He's like 45 minutes late to the meeting. They're all wrapping up. He's sweating profusely and they're all like,
papers everywhere. He like fumbles them.
Yeah. His glasses are crooked. And they're like, Tom, we've already belted it out. We've got a good framework. And he's just like, guys, sit the fuck down. I'm about to blow your minds. And they're just like,
game changer.
They're like, you got 30 seconds, go. And he's just like, fucking bird lady.
Two words, Frank, fucking bird lady. That's three words. Fuck you, bird lady.
And then Frank's like, holy shit.
Why didn't we think of this? It's New York. Let's make it creepy again. I mean, they did a good job of making both movies pretty creepy for a kid, especially. But yeah, if you think about it, it is a very random character, very kind of like thrown in there almost.
Yeah, I think,
but it still works. Well, they had a lot going on.
It works, but I think what had to have happened was they got to the point where Kevin's running into Central Park. Like, you know, not running into Central Park, you know, he slips and falls on the ice. The two guys bring him into Central Park and they're like, who's going to save him? And then they were just like, what if it's some creepy bird lady? And they're like, but why would some random lady help this little kid? And then then they start going backwards and they're like, all right, where can we start putting this bird lady in going back to where?
I mean, it might have happened that way. shit. I mean, because if you think about it, I've never made a movie before, but when you get far into a movie and you have to fucking improvise and fill parts in, or I mean, how does that work too? Like when they're filming, is everything already laid out, or do you think that they make changes on the fly too?
I mean, I'm sure some changes can be made on the fly, and they are made on the fly. You don't always stick to exactly what you have on paper.
Yeah, because they do a lot of editing afterwards, and actually, because they don't film just like straight through the movie. They do scenes all over the place randomly, right? And then they tie everything together.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine?
That'd be crazy. That is crazy, though. That I never really thought about how that probably was fucking like a last minute throw in or bird lady.
Fucking bird lady.
Give that man a raise. Genius.
Imagine if it wasn't the bird lady, though. Like, who would have been some other good people to save Kevin? Like, what if it was Tim Curry? You know, the guy from the hotel.
But he was like the it clown. This doesn't make any fucking sense at all. That would make it creepy.
Or what if it was Duncan from Duncan's Toy Chest, but he's like dressed like a pimp?
It's like his side job.
Yeah, he's like, get out of here, Kevin. I got this. And he tells one of his hoes. He's like, get out of here, hoes. I got this.
Be even funnier if they brought the old man in again from the first one, just like randomly in the park. Like, what the fuck are you doing here? Don't worry. I'm always with you, Kevin. It's just like a make-believe friend. And like Marv and Harry aren't even real. And Kevin like made him up in his mind. What if that's the case too? What if Kevin made those guys up in his mind and we didn't even realize that the whole time?
Yeah, like Kevin's just like kind of got a mental disability going on.
Either that or he's just a kid with imagination. Like, dude, how crazy would that be?
That'd be a nice twist.
I wonder if now I want to watch both of them and see if that could be possible.
Well, anything it could be possible.
Well, because, you know, you have to like see if Marv and Harry actually interact with anyone while with Kevin.
They interact with the
cop. Yeah, I know the cop, but he was pretty much ignored the whole time. Nobody really talked with him. I know that, you know what I mean? Like, he almost ignored the pizza guy in the beginning. That was fucking annoying to me in the first one. When he comes downstairs finally, the pizza guy and the cop are standing there, and and then he's like kids are running around, and he's just like, yeah, that's like, you owe me like $121.50 for the pizzas. He's like, he doesn't even acknowledge it. And then the cop says something, and then he like walks away.
Yeah.
and then he finally tells his wife, like, hey, you need to pay the pizza guy.
Yeah, that pizza guy was a dipshit. I wouldn't imagine if he had gotten killed.
Yeah. How funny would it be if the wife was like, you fucking pay the pizza guy.
She's like, pay the pizza guy. She's like, I fit your whole dick in my mouth last night. You pay the fucking pizza guy.
Like that part when in the beginning of the second one, when Kevin's like recording his voice. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
It's classic, man. Welcome to the Plaza Day Hotel. Credit card? You got it.
Oh, yeah. That's another. I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I was watching it when I was watching it again just recently, when he played that recording while booking the room, he didn't even say when he wanted to check in or check out. They just booked him a room and they're like, just show up whenever you want. That's fine.
Oh, shit. I didn't think about that. What an idiot.
Yeah, I overanalyze like everything, so including movies.
But that's what's so good about it, especially when you watch them every freaking year. I mean, you have classics like Christmas movies you watch every year. There's always ones that it's just tradition and familiarity.
Can you imagine you show up to your next like doctor's visit and then they're like, so what brings you in today? And you're just like, Kevin didn't even give them a fucking date that he wanted to check in and check out. Like that's what brought you into the doctor's office.
Yeah, it makes me sick to my stomach, doc. Check me out. And while you're down there, go ahead and put some rubber gloves on, see what's going on, if you know what I mean. I'm getting up there in age, so might as well just throw that in there while we're at it.
Little butthole check, prostate check.
Yeah. It's been a while since anyone touched me. Oh. Good God, man.
Well, I was going to say, well, we can move on if you want.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say New Year's. Do you ever make any resolutions? Do you think resolutions are for bitches?
I think resolutions are freaking excuses for people to to try to be not as worse as they were the year before. And usually people are just, I mean, you should be doing that stuff every day, trying to be better. I'm never really like, oh my God, this year I'm going to do this. I don't know. I feel like you should set those plans every day to be better than you were yesterday. So that's my two cents. I'm just keeping it real.
Well, it makes sense. It makes sense. You're a doer more than a talker. So you actually follow through with things that you want to do.
Usually. Yeah. The things that I enjoy and yeah, for sure.
So yeah.
I mean, if it helps anyone, you know, I'm not knocking people that do the whole New Year's resolution thing, but a lot of those people are just bullshitting themselves, in my opinion, because it seems like they always come around and try to do this. Now, this year, I'm really going to do it. That's what it seems like to me. But
I'm going to tell Jen when she gets home, like, hey, you know how next year you wanted to help more retarded people? Don't even fucking bother.
Cameron said so.
Yeah.
Just tell Cameron he's a fucking asshole.
Just let the retards fend for themselves. Don't even bother.
Oh my God, I've been watching a lot of South Park lately too. God, so good,
dude.
We
just watched an episode. We watched the fecal transplant one. I don't know if you've seen that.
What season?
It's the newest one that's on Hulu. Like, it just aired last month.
No, I haven't. I'm a little bit behind. I'm trying to catch up. So I'm in season 21 right now, because I didn't want to miss any of all those funny episodes, because it's been classic. It's been so good with like the berries and the Mr. Garrison turning into Trump and all that shit. It's been funny.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that we've missed out on because we don't follow season to season. We just watch ones that sound funny. So we just skip around.
Yeah, that's fair. It's a great show. It's never going to run out of being awesome. Hopefully they continue until they die.
So
what you get, do you have any New Year's resolutions? I didn't mean to shit on your dreams.
No, I haven't made any. And at this point, I'm probably not going to make any because I'm about a little bit under nine hours away from New Year's here in Tejas. But
yeah, well,
I mean,
you have them. Go for them.
Yeah, I have the same goals every year. I'm a talker more than a doer. So my goal will be to change that. I'll be more of a doer, let's say.
Just go and do it, man. We're still young. Just go and do you.
Do you,
it's all boo? About being, yeah, do you, boo. I know that you want to be happier just in outside of like your marriage and like career wise and stuff. Just go do something that you enjoy, but you're good at. I think that's the thing that I've always keep thinking about. Like, don't try to work on shit that you're not good at to be better at it. Work on something that you're already good at or awesome at that you enjoy and just excel in that. Find something where you can do that.
Look at you, motivational coach.
Damn right. Damn skip. That's why we're doing this podcast, mother trucker.
Mother trucker. All right, well,
mother trucker, say what? Well, what are your New Year's plans? What are you guys doing, huh?
We're not really doing anything. Jen's on call tonight and tomorrow morning. So she's going
to tell Jen to fucking quit her job. I'm like, that's bullshit.
I'm like, babe, there's a Dunkin' Donuts around here. Just quit your job. Go find a job at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, I mean, come on. The fucking light is on at Krispy Kreme. It's time to go get some hot, fresh D-nuts.
D-nuts.
It's time to go nuts for some donuts. You know what I'm saying?
I could see you being a sign spinner outside of Krispy Kreme.
Thanks, man. Those are dreams for the people. Dreams. I would suck at that, though. But I would have some nasty dances because you have to. I don't know really how to spin very well, but I can do some attention getter dances, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I believe you. Absolutely.
But yeah, if you know what I'm saying.
But yeah, we're just going to make dinner here and then probably be in bed way before midnight. And that's about it. What about you?
Fantastic.
Guys?
Packing up when I get home. I'm leaving work here. Packing up. Going to the in-laws, and then we're leaving for a cruise to Fort Lauderdale tomorrow or Thursday. And then we'll be there over the weekend, and then I come back next week. So got to pack real quick, and then we're going to do like a bonfire and cookout and stuff tonight.
Oh, sounds pretty good.
Oh, it's going to be nasty. So everybody, thanks for listening with us. We always enjoy it. Hopefully you guys come back for 2020 episodes. Because it's going to get hot. It's going to get nasty. It's going to get real descriptive. If you know what I'm saying. So stay with us. And we love you. And I love you, Eli. Happy New Year, man.
I love you, Cameron. Happy New Year.
Oh, the, you. Good luck to everybody. And, you know, go fuck yourself.
Have a safe trip.
All right, man. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Later.
See ya. Thanks for listening to Just Kidding, But Seriously with Cam and Eli. If you enjoy our rants and wild nonsense, check us out every week on iTunes and Spotify. You can also email us at jkbspodcast@gmail.com. Again, I'm Cam Ivey. An all-around decent guy. Until next time, don't take life so seriously. I'm just kidding. But seriously.